Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you having a happy Saturday? I hope so.
I'm having a happy Saturday. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. This is our review show.
And today we have some questions about our topics from the week, such as museums and rainy weather.
Oh, and don't forget that great talk about it. Do you wear a helmet when you ride a bike? I'm sure you do, because that keeps you safe. Okay, friends, let's watch them together. Here we go.
Hi, Susie.
Good morning, Rob. How's the weather today?
It is cold and rainy outside. I am not happy.
Oh, I like the rain. It's fun.
Fun? Rain is terrible. It makes me cold and wet.
Okay, rain can make you cold and wet, but you can also play in the rain.
Alex, you are very wet.
I know. It is raining a lot today.
Where is your coat?
I don't have a coat today. I left it and my umbrella at home.
Oh no! Well, I have another coat in the office. You can use it.
Thank you, Taylor. That is very kind.
Wait here, Alex.
Is it still raining?
No, it's not raining now, but the sky is still very cloudy.
I'm cold. Are you?
No, my coat is very warm, and I have a hot cup of tea.
Can I have a cup?
Sure. Here, you can have some.
Thank you, Susie. This is great.
That's a big storm outside.
Did you hear the thunder?
Yes. I love the sound of rain and thunder.
So do I. But Rob doesn't. He doesn't like cold and rainy weather.
Will he come to the Jungle Cafe today?
Yes. He can't stay in the studio all day.
But he will try. It is freezing outside. Susie, where is Alex? Is he here?
He was here, but he went back to the studio.
Already? I have this raincoat for him.
Well, he left. He probably got wet on the way back.
I told Alex to wait here.
Well, he had to go.
Poor Alex. I'll hurry to the studio and give him this coat.
Alex, why are you so wet?
It's raining.
I know. But where is your umbrella or raincoat?
My coat is at home, and so is my umbrella. It wasn't raining when I left this morning.
That's too bad.
I don't like getting wet. Taylor promised to bring me a coat, but I had to go.
Well, let's get you a towel. Come on. Hi, Susie. I have something for you.
Oh? What is it?
It's a package from Linda.
Thanks. Let's see what is inside. It's a ticket.
What is it for?
It is a ticket to the art museum. I'm doing a report there.
Oh? What is your report about?
It's about a special art show. I can't wait to see it.
Hi, Susie. Where are you going?
I'm going to the art museum's new exhibit.
Oh, cool.
Do you like museums?
Yes, I do. My favorite museum is the National Palace Museum in Taipei.
What do they have there?
They have a lot of wonderful paintings, jade and porcelain.
So there is a lot to see.
Yes, you can spend hours there.
Do you like going to museums, Taylor?
Sure, I like visiting museums. They can be fun. Why do you ask, Rob?
I was just wondering. Susie and I were just talking about museums.
Oh, okay. Do you like museums?
Yes, I love museums. History museums are my favorite.
Really? Why?
I like dinosaur exhibits.
Dinosaurs are fun and interesting.
How was the exhibit at the art museum, Susie?
It was a big success. I saw a lot of great paintings.
Was the museum crowded?
Yes. It was so crowded that it was hard to see everything.
Did you see many paintings by famous artists?
Yes. Michelle T's paintings were in the exhibit.
I like her work. I can't wait to see the exhibit.
Hi, Susie. Have you finished your report on the museum exhibit?
Yes. It was interesting.
I love museums. I especially like visiting weird museums.
Weird museums?
Yes. My favorite is Ripley's Believe It or Not. They have lots of strange and funny things.
Where is it?
I went to the one in New York City.
Maybe I can visit it sometime.
Hi, Alex. What is that?
Hi, Linda. It's a book of postcards. I bought it to support the art museum.
You went to the art museum?
Yes. Susie told me about the new exhibit. So I wanted to go.
Was it good?
Yes, I liked it so much that I bought these postcards.
They are a good souvenir. I like to buy souvenirs from museum gift shops.
Heather was at the street corner. She was waiting for Zach. They were going for a bike ride today. Heather checked her tires, her bike chain, and brakes. Then she saw Zach coming down the street. Zach had a new bike and was very excited about the trip. Zach stopped next to Heather.
Hi, Heather, let's get going,
Zach said. Heather put on her helmet. She always wore a helmet when she went on bike rides. Zach was not wearing a helmet.
Where's your helmet, Zach?
She asked.
I don't have one, but I'll be fine, Heather,
said Zach.
I don't wear a helmet, but I never have accidents. Today shouldn't be any different.
Heather argued with him, but Zach wouldn't change his mind.
We are going to ride our bikes all day, and the traffic on the streets is dangerous,
she said. She gave Zach good reasons for wearing a helmet, but they saw other people without helmets. So Zach didn't want one. He just wanted to start their trip.
Heather, let's go. I'll get one before our next trip. Come on.
What should Heather do?
Okay, everyone, are you ready? Let's review. Susie gets a package. What is inside the package?
Does she get a present? Is there a present inside the package?
Try again, Peter. It is for work, and I will help you a little more. You need to use this to get into a museum.
Oh, a ticket.
Great, Peter. Okay, here's another question. How is the weather?
Wait, that's my question?
Yes, can you answer it?
The weather is rainy today. I have a question for you. If the weather is rainy, what should you have?
Oh, you should always have some hot tea.
Okay, well, that is something that is nice to have, but I am talking about something else. What will keep you dry?
Oh, now I know. You should have a raincoat and an umbrella. These things will keep you dry from the rain.
That's right, and we know that this week Alex forgot his raincoat, so he got all wet. Okay, do you have one more question for me?
I do. When two people don't agree with each other about something, what do they do?
Well, that's pretty easy. They argue.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Hey, are you arguing with me just for fun?
I am, Peter, but it was all just for fun. All right, friends, well, right now we have to take a break. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. Hey, Peter, do you always wear a helmet when you ride your bicycle?
Of course. Friends, please wear a helmet when you ride a bike. We want you to be safe, okay?
Yeah, that is very important. When I ride my bike, I always wear my helmet. Friends, stay safe. All right, well, now it's time for us to watch our features one more time. Here we go.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Wow, it's really raining outside. I love the sound of rain, but I hate going out in the rain because I don't like getting wet. Do you like rainy weather? Some people do and some people don't. I like to stay inside when it's raining.
Some children enjoy saying the rhyme, "Rain, rain, go away, come again another day," because rain usually means they can't go outside to play. When it's raining, people spend time inside. They read or play games or work on their computers. They try to wait until the rain stops to go outside. This is a good idea, especially when it's raining heavily. When there is a lot of rain, driving a car or riding a scooter can be dangerous. There are big puddles on the roads, or sometimes water covers the roads. Floods can sometimes even wash away cars. People are usually careful to stay home when rains are really bad, such as during typhoons or big storms. But when the rain is soft and gentle, it can be fun to be outside. Going for a walk in a gentle rain is fun, especially if it isn't too cold. And when there are puddles, kids love to jump in them. Rainy weather can be a lot of fun.
It's still raining outside, I wish I could stay home, but I have a meeting to go to. It's raining pretty hard, so I'll wear my raincoat and my rain boots, and I'll carry an umbrella. I hope I can get a taxi, so I don't have to walk. See you next time, everyone.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about museums. And here to answer our question is my guest, Matt Guggenheim.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for being on our show. Matt, I have a question here from Ian Chang of Redding, California. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob.
Great. Ian writes, my parents want to take me to a museum during our vacation. I think museums are boring. Why do my parents want to go to them?
What? Museums are not boring.
Why do you say that, Matt?
Museums are very interesting. There are so many different kinds of museums, and there are lots of things you can see, learn, and do in a museum.
Really? Like what?
My favorite museums are art museums. You can see famous paintings, drawings, and statues at an art museum. Some of the art is very old.
My favorite museums are history museums. You can learn a lot about history in a history museum. History museums often have exhibits about dinosaurs. I love learning about dinosaurs.
Have you ever been to a wax museum?
Oh yes, those are fun. Wax museums have statues made of wax. The statues look like famous or important people around the world.
That's right. Oh, and don't forget about sports museums and science museums too.
Yes, and airplane museums and car museums.
See? Museums aren't boring. They are very, very interesting.
You're right, Matt. Thanks for answering our question. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot today too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Hello and welcome back to Share TV, where we share our experiences with you. I'm Neil and with me is...
Connie. Connie Cake of Connie's Cooking Show. Hi, everyone.
Okay, Connie, can you tell us what you were doing?
Sure, I was baking cookies, and they will be delicious cookies.
Did someone say, I was baking cookies?
Yes! Was that a super sentence?
It certainly was! I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence is... Someone was doing something.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yes.
So the super sentence is just the word was?
Well, yes. It could be he was, or she was, I was.
That's easy.
Yes, it is.
I have one. She was here. He was there.
No. Maybe something like she was doing something.
Oh, I understand.
Yes?
Like this. She was sleeping. He was shopping. I was eating. Like that?
Very good. She was sleeping. He was shopping. I was eating. Perfect. Do you have another one for me, Connie, of Connie's cooking show?
Yes. I was swimming in the ocean.
That's a good one. I was swimming in the ocean. And that, my friends, is a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will
make your English great.
Yes. Oh, and Connie.
Yes, super sentence man?
Well, if you're finished baking cookies, may I have one?
Sure. I was baking cookies.
Oh, good.
And they're right here. Hey, where are my cookies? Neil?
Huh?
Were you eating those while I was talking to Super Sentence Man?
I was practicing this super sentence.
What do you mean?
I was eating cookies.
Oh.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us this Saturday. I really enjoy our features. Song time is always good and very encouraging.
Yeah, it is always encouraging. And we hope that reviewing English with us was also encouraging for you too. I know it can be difficult to learn a new language, and you are doing great. Well, next week is the start of a new month. That will be great, too.
And for now, our time is up. Come back on Monday. We'll see you then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.